If you're Sunday, somewhere near the Vermilion River, by the way, which is moving again, I'm glad to see that. And some people are glad to see about that. It's the Keel Haulers 47th Annual Vermilion River Race. And to talk about that, we have John Rising joining us this morning. John, just before he went on, said he's more comfortable with a chainsaw than he is with a microphone, Craig. So I don't know whether you need to be afraid of anything or we're just going to have to see how.
Oh, you're not packing today, are you, John?
Not today, sir.
Okay.
All right. You're going to be, well, see, I would be more fearful about getting into a canoe or a kayak or something like that. Not able to figure out how the balance of all that works. Talk about this event and what Keel Haulers.
Keel Haulers is a canoe club that's been around since 1967. We've had this race since 1968. The first couple of years it was over on the Sandusky River, and then we moved it to the Vermilion River in 1970. Back in the 70s, we had upwards of 300 people a year coming and racing with us. In the last 10, 12 years, we've had about 100 people coming. So the activities have been deteriorating a little bit as far as how many people come out and participate.
Is there a different people's sports change and what they don't have as many of the people participating in something?
More people are playing and just going and having a good time and doing things rather than participating in organized races and such. So there's still a lot of people out there paddling. It's just not as many people that are interested in racing per se.
And what goes into a race like this?
You race against time. We used to have sprints, and they would race against each other, but we found that it was much more prudent for everybody to race against time rather than race against each other. So that's how we do that now. You race against the clock. So you put in up at Sheffley Gardens over there on 113. You paddle down 7.8 miles. Depending on the river level, you know, at the moment the river is very, very high. It would take about 40 minutes to paddle down this river. At this level, but when we have the race, hopefully next Sunday on March 22nd, the river level will come down a little bit and the average times will be closer to an hour for the race times.
I guess explain why the height of the river depends on the time. It's just it's faster.
The amount of current, okay. The current flow, it's called cubic feet per second. And at the moment, it's running somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,800 cubic feet per second. And usually when we have the race, it's more like 500 cubic feet per second. So the actual current is moving much slower when the water level is lower and there's less water traveling down the river.
Along the course, what's the lay of the river? Is it twisting? Are there rocks? What's it like?
There is a lot of rocks. There are a number of different obstructions. You know, it's not like a Cedar Point ride. That's what we tell everyone. It's not a Cedar Point ride. This is nature. This afternoon, actually, we're going out and we're going to check and make sure there aren't any trees. That's why I mentioned earlier about the chainsaw. So this afternoon, we will have chainsaws in our hands to try to cut the trees out to make sure that the river is as safe as is possible and still have a natural setting.
It's a beautiful setting, though.
It's a gorgeous setting. It really, really is. If somebody had an opportunity in the summer when, you know, it's more comfortable weather conditions-wise with the water temperature as well as the air temperature, it's a really, really beautiful river to paddle. It's actually designated a scenic river. It was designated that approximately 10 years ago.
What else do the Keel Haulers do besides this particular event that you have?
We have activities almost every single week. And there's a number of trips that are trips that last all week. They go down to Galapagos Islands. They go down to the area where the U.S. Olympic trials were done back in North Carolina back in the late 80s, was it? You know, when they had the Atlanta U.S. Olympics. Mm-hmm. There's places down there that they paddle a lot. It's we've gone to the Grand Canyon. I can't even guess, maybe 20, 30 times. Club members have gotten permits from the United States Forestry Service and have had trips on the Grand Canyon for 10, 12 days.
So the fact that you're traveling to a lot of states and that I assume that this particular race attracts people outside of Lorain?
Yes. In past years, we've had polls from approximately 10 to 12 states, but in the last 4 or 5 years, as I said, the races have deteriorated, not just ours, but across. We belong to the United States Canoe Association, and their activities participation has dropped dramatically, too, in the last 6-8 years.
John, we see that canoes and kayaks will be part of the mix, right?
That is correct, sir.
Is there an advantage to one over the other in this particular run?
There is not. We have 15 different classes to make it as fair as possible. The lengths of the boats make a big difference as far as how quick you are able to make the course down. So depending on the length of the boat, whether it's a kayak or a canoe, that's in a different class, the same as the women place in a different class. And then we have senior classes for people that are over 55. And you get 10 seconds for each additional year that you're over that. So a gentleman, say, in his late 60s, 70s, we have racers that are in their late 70s that race and are very, very competitive.
We're talking today with John Rising, the race chair for the Keel Haulers 47th Annual Vermilion River Race, which is coming up on Sunday, March 22nd. It'll be from 11 until 1:30. And it, as you say, it starts over at the Sheffley Garden area. That's where you get
That's
into
correct.
The part of the Vermilion River as that. How long have you been doing this, and are you a canoeist or a kayaker?
I am both. I have participated both in canoeing and kayaking since about 65. And I started as a member in 68, and I really, really enjoyed the whole time. It gives us the opportunity as a family and as a adopted family, you know, with the club, because most of the people that I know have been involved with this 30 plus years. So it's been a very long and very, very enjoyable.
What's the safety that goes into that?
We have rules and kind of unwritten specifications. Like today, you know, if we didn't have at least three boats, we would probably not paddle. But there's times when we do push the envelope a little bit and have only two, but then we have enough people to where if somebody gets in trouble, others can go and get help, because there's places on the river that, you know, there's no cell service.
Do you have spotters along the course at all?
We have two bridges. I'm glad you asked that, sir. There's two bridges on Dean Road and also at Swiss Hollow that you can access the river and watch the racers paddle past. And we usually have a vehicle at each one of those bridges in case someone does have a problem. If they dump and they are getting cold, you have to deal with hypothermia. You know, with the water conditions, even though it's 50 degrees out, you know, you still have to worry about hypothermia.
Is this event sort of the first one of the season? Would it kind of
it is.
Come out like that?
It is very much so. The USCA, they kind of push their calendar a little bit so that they can include us because we are so early. And most of the USCA events start in May, but they are gracious enough to get their calendar together and allow us to be part of their yearly schedule, even though we're in the last of March.
Is there a point where weather could be a problem, where you might not run at that particular day?
There is, and also the river level. We were talking before we came on air, the river level was too high yesterday to have the race safely. We have parameters where the river could be too low, and we don't want people having to get out and carry their boats or drag their boats because of the issue of hypothermia. So we do have a narrow parameter as far as the river level, whether it's too high for that condition or too low for the conditions of them having to get out and possibly get too cold. But for all intents and purposes, we try to have the race from Birmingham to Mill Hollow, the Sheffley Garden. But if the parameters don't fit into that, we move the race down to the Vermilion Port Authority's public boat ramp in downtown Vermilion if it's not accessible up there at Sheffley Garden.
I always wonder, when you're boating from one place to end somewhere else, you started up here, how do you get back to where you started?
It's called a shuttle, and we usually have people that will take and be kind enough to pick us up down there and give us a ride back to our vehicle. Or if we're as a big group going down, someone like John, who has a van, will pile 15, 18 people into that van, and we'll drive them up, and then somebody will be gracious enough after we get off the river to give John a ride back up to where his vehicle's at.
Now, people participating in this event, do they all bring their own kayaks and canoes?
That is correct, okay, sir. We do not rent any boats at all.
Okay.
So everybody brings their own, and the Forest Service, not the Forest Service, I apologize.
Metro Parks?
Right. There is people there that check to make sure that
like
you have
Coast
a valid.
Guard people.
It's not Coast Guard. It's Department of Natural Resources,
okay.
DNR.
Okay.
Department of Natural Resources. They're there, and they do watch. And if you happen to take and put in without a registered license, it's a pretty hefty fine. So we try to check when we have the boat inspection to make sure that you're covered.
In this line of activity, are there, do you see, classic canoes, classic kayaks?
There's a few, and I look forward to seeing those. There's a couple of people that come with canoes and kayaks that are 30, 40, 50 years old. It's really amazing, like the old Lyman's on the lakes. You know, there's some boats out there that just have these beautiful lines, and they just are so amazing. There's some folks that build their own kayaks and canoes. They're called wood strips. They're made out of cedar. It's a really gorgeous, gorgeous boat. They're not quite as fast usually because they're not designed for racing, but we have classes to accommodate them.
What makes one of these fast? How can you design it?
It depends on the hull design, and that's why we have different classes, because there are different types of designs, and people will try to get the fastest boat available to get the fastest time. So those boats are put in the unrestricted class, which basically allows them to have any type of hull design. As fast as you can make it is acceptable. And then there's other people that paddle boats that are more designed for pleasure paddling and just having a nice paddle down the river. It wouldn't be fair for them to paddle against these racers, because there are racing designed boats and there are pleasure designed boats. So we have the different 15 different classes to allow folks to have a fair competition. Now, we give medals to the first three places in each class.
Do they run one man or two man, or is there?
There are C2s and there are K1s. The C2s are two-man canoes, and the K1s are K1. They're kayaks for one person, both men and women. Also children. We have a children's class for kids that are under 16. So they would get a medal if they have the opportunity.
What's the best viewing area?
Probably the best viewing area is down at Mill Hollow. Up at Sheffley Garden, they're out of sight within about 45 seconds, depending on how quickly they are paddling. Down at Mill Hollow, you can see them for the whole half-mile loop area. You can almost walk along, depending on the river level, as to how quickly the current's going. You can walk along for almost a half a mile and watch them paddle.
You know, in a regular type of races, running races, there's always kind of a little bit of, socialists going on, you know, the socializing going on.
Correct.
What kind of things happen once this race is over, or what goes on with the
We have, and that's usually something that's very, very much appreciated in the middle of March or the end of March, hot chocolate and tea and coffee, hot dogs and stuff for the racers as well as the people that come to watch. And then we have the medals awarded after everybody has completed the race, usually approximately 1:30 is when we have the award ceremony down at Mill Hollow.
If people want to get involved in the race or find out more, what's a good place for them to check that out?
There's a website called the Keel Haulers, KEELHAULERS.org, keelhaulers.org. There's a drop box that tells you where the race is at. And you could contact John at 440-967-9507, and I can give you any information that you are interested in the race and also anything in regards to canoeing or kayaking.
John Rising, our guest this morning. He's the race chair for the Keel Haulers 47th Annual Vermilion River Race, which takes place this coming Sunday. It'll be from 11 until 1:30 on this 8-mile course. Kicks off at the Sheffley Garden in Birmingham, ends up at Mill Hollow, as you say.
That's correct,
sir. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.